Hello, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today we'll be meeting a celebrated bovine being whose life and loving presence has touched the hearts of thousands, transforming many people to the animal-free diet. In her number one international best-selling book, The Noble Wilds, Supreme Master Ching Hai writes that the grass-loving vegan cows have a noble quality of 40%. More recently, during a video conference with Supreme Master Television staff on February 9, 2011, Supreme Master Ching Hai reveals the concept of God quality and explains how cows are one of the top 10 animals who have the highest percentage of God quality as number 7 on the list. Thus, as a creation of God, it is important to respect the cow's sentient and divine nature.
The cows, they can cry when you want to kill them, they cry. Many of them do that. And some even run to the police and to take refuge. They do know what to do.
Let's revisit the Peace Abbey in the United States to learn more about one of the most beloved residents of Sherburn, Massachusetts, Emily the Sacred Cow. She was the first animal to live at the Peace Abbey's 3-acre vegan peace animal sanctuary, which is now home to goats, turkeys, pigs, and cows.
Emily certainly was the most famous animal that came here, and she really did become an ambassador of sorts for all the animals, helping to teach people about compassion and that animals are thinking, feeling, loving creatures. She helped to transform many people to learn about vegetarianism and even veganism.
Emily's legacy is one of compassion and understanding. Her story is one of remarkable bravery and perseverance. We join the Peace Abbey co-founder, Meg Ronda, and a group of visitors as they gather around Emily's statue in a respectful ceremony of remembrance.
15 years ago today, November 14, 1995, Emily the cow was inside the slaughterhouse.
After living 2 short years on a dairy farm, Emily found herself on November 14, 1995, lined up in a holding pen at a slaughterhouse in Hopkinton, Massachusetts. One by one, her bovine companions were taken past swinging doors to their tragic end. Soon it would be Emily's turn. But as fate would have it, the slaughterhouse workers decided to go to lunch, and Emily's life was extended for another hour. Misery suffocated the air, yet just beyond the 5-foot gate, behind the cow was freedom. Emily knew she did not have much time. With all 1,600 pounds, she took a giant leap of faith, miraculously clearing the gate to reach freedom on the other side.
She managed to jump over a 5-foot gate and land about another 4 feet down, and she ran for her life. She found a herd of deer that helped her learn to survive. She foraged for food. She was starving. She was cold, but she didn't allow anyone to catch her, as hard as they tried, the police, the slaughterhouse workers.
For 40 long days in the bitter cold and snowy conditions, Emily survived. There were Emily sightings everywhere, from backyards and gardens to the forests, and often with her dear friends. Locals began to leave food out for her, but the frightened Emily was wary with her trust. As her inspirational tale made the local papers, word of the strong-willed Emily reached the Peace Abbey co-founders, Meg and Louis Ronda.
We are just so incredibly blessed that about 6 weeks later we were able to earn her trust and get her into a trailer on Christmas Eve and bring her here to the Peace Abbey.
The Vegan Peace Animal Sanctuary really was created with Emily living here as an ambassador back in 1995 when we really focused on providing sanctuary for animals who have escaped from the slaughterhouse or food production in some way. We talked to the slaughterhouse where Emily the cow escaped. We have an arrangement with them. If an animal ever escapes from there, they will call us and we'll take it in. So they do get a second chance. They won't bring them back to the slaughterhouse.
Similar to how she immediately gained the friendship and protection of the herd of deer, Emily was also very welcoming and empathetic to all newcomers to the sanctuary. In particular, she became very close with Gabriel the cow.
Gabriel came to us when he was about 6 months old. He was about this big, and he was a 4-H project and had a wonderful relationship with a little boy, but the sad next step in his life was that he was going to end up in the freezer. And the little boy begged his mom and dad to allow him to try to find a home for his cow, which he raised by himself. And we got a phone call from someone who said, any chance that you would take a 6-month-old cow? We had Emily come to live here with our horses. And the horses were okay in Emily's mind, but cows have very strong herding instincts, and she really wanted to bond with other cows. Cows lick and groom each other, something that horses don't really do, and she wanted to really be able to nurture another cow. So Gabriel came along at just the right time. He was adopted by Emily. Right, Gabe? So when Gabriel came, Emily just had finally kind of found her little companion soulmate. She raised him, and they were inseparable.
Emily's love extended beyond the sanctuary's animal residence. She served as a true ambassador for cows, demonstrating their admirable grace and gentle nature.
She had an incredible connection with people. We had an event here one day, and there was an 18-month-old toddler whose parents had lost track of her, and everyone was running around kind of in a panic looking for this little girl. And I came out to the barn, and she had gone under the rail in there and was inside that area with Emily, standing underneath her belly, and Emily was licking this child from head to toe, and I just was frozen because I thought, you know, she could easily have been crushed. She could have been stepped on or worse. And when I saw the way that Emily was nurturing this little child and kind of keeping her safe, I really kind of felt this sense that she was going to stay with her until we came out, and Emily was really taking care of this child.
Indeed, the door to Emily's barn was always open to offer her deep love and comfort to each of her many visitors who came not only locally, but from across the nation and around the globe to see her. Her silent wisdom, courageous spirit, and unconditional amity instilled peace in the hearts of all who were fortunate enough to have met her. So profound was Emily's kindness and perseverance in life that countless people around the globe became veg after visiting her or hearing her special story through numerous media coverage.
Most of the people who are connected with the Peace Abbey are vegetarian and or vegan. The people who volunteer and are on staff and so on. A lot of the visitors who come here are not, but that's great because this ends up being a wonderful opportunity for them to learn about what it means to maybe take a look at, you know, what they're eating or how they're living their lives. Sometimes people think they're just coming to visit the animals, but then they come here and learn about all of their stories and are inspired to think about living life more compassionately, making that connection that animals are here to share the earth with us as creatures that need to be honored and appreciated, and that human beings don't need to eat animals. And I think the message of becoming vegetarian or ultimately vegan is a wonderful gift that these animals offer, because I think once you really come to know them and understand them, it's so much harder to then go and have a hamburger, you know, or to drink milk when you know that a baby calf is going to end up in a crate. So it's just an opportunity for people to learn more about what these animals offer in the way of love. Just incredibly, you know, wonderful unconditional love. There's nothing like it.
On Sunday, March 30th, 2003, Emily passed away peacefully in her sleep. A life-size bronze statue was erected at the Peace Abbey in her honor, and a traditional sacred cow ritual was performed for her on the Ganges River of India in April 2003.
And in closing, I'll read the plaque. Final resting place of Emily the cow. Out of respect for Emily and all animals, consider refraining from eating meat for the rest of the day or for the rest of your life.
After her passing, Emily's friends and admirers gathered to celebrate the life of this unique cow. One of her visitors, Kathy Berghorn, expressed in tribute to the beautiful cow.
You were a living reminder that we are all one. You made no distinctions and reminded us to do the same. You catalyzed a new awareness in people by your very presence. One look into your large, luminous brown eyes communicated so much more than words ever could. Who can say how many people felt a new awareness of compassion as they stood quietly with you?
Dearest Emily, patron mother of all animals, both living and deceased, we ask that you help and guide us as we walk through life following your gentle and compassionate example. For those who struggle with a vegetarian lifestyle, give them the courage to take one day at a time, remembering your courage in escaping the slaughterhouse. For those who seek to follow the path of nonviolence, help them to see all beings as their brothers and sisters in the circle of love, just as you did. For all of us, Emily, continue to heal the wounds and sufferings, not only that we inflict, but also those that are inflicted upon us. And in our final hour, help us to pass on in peace, knowing that our lives have made a difference in this world. We'll dance around. We'll dance around.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We sincerely thank Emily the Sacred Cow for gifting warmth and tranquility to so many with your magnanimous spirit. May your soul rest peacefully in the luscious grasslands of the divine as your legacy continues to uplift and awaken the compassion inherent in all hearts. It was a pleasure having you with us for today's Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May you and your loved ones be blessed with ever more serenity and contentment. To find out more about the Peace Abbey and Vegan Peace Animal Sanctuary, please visit www.peaceabbey.org.
For more details, please visit www.supremastertv.com/VEG.